Sometimes you feel stuck waiting for direction.
But you realize the direction can just be forward. This is the Wayward Podcast. Yes, please. Flippy flippies. Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, we've got food that's going to come.
We've got food that is fucking taking forever. If you heard our last podcast episode, we talked about how we're waiting for the food. I just was about to send a complaint because, you know, when you order Uber Eats, they go, it'll be between 8:15 and 8:45.
Yes.
When you ordered it at 7:45.
Yes.
And now it's like, it'll be here at 9:05. Sorry it's delayed, but I will.
Wow. Which is very funny. We didn't clock that when we said we wanted to do a Wayward Waiting.
Oh, that's so
funny. We're waiting for food. But that's not the waiting we want to talk about. That is not at all the kind of waiting we want to talk about. And yet, that is the kind of waiting we are currently doing.
Yes, that's hysterical. We are so... We talked about...
What was the space?
Liminal spaces. So shout out to the Joan Club because we were like, what should we talk about? And somebody reminded me, Tasha, that we... discuss something in a meet and greet. We're currently in Phoenix at a convention. Something that was brought to my attention called liminal spaces, which was this idea that liminal spaces is the space between something that has not yet finished or ended or completed and the space where something has not yet begun or started.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of space where you're like, I don't know what I should be doing right now. And my therapist had brought this to my attention because I was having an experience where I was like, I feel like nothing is happening.
And uncomfortably so,
and
right?
Uncomfortably
like I
want to so.
Be,
yes.
I want to make sure that this is not, now I believe we can learn to feel find comfort
yes,
in this.
I agree
I'm
that.
Getting better
yes.
at it.
Yeah, me too.
But the instinct is... something's wrong. I
yeah.
have to do
and also
something.
It's been like
yeah.
this for too long for me to feel like it feel to me the moment felt the time felt like I was wasting my days.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that was my experience that brought me to this idea of liminal spaces. And so we decided to do an episode about the experience of waiting.
Yeah. Well, and you, would you be willing to reshare the metaphor that you made, which really helped me, where I was like, what's a liminal space?
So in this podcast episode that she had shared with me, they talked about malls, shopping malls that are kind of on the verge of being defunct, extinct, where an artist was taking photos of malls that were still open, but there weren't really many stores there anymore. Or there was a food court that only had one counter open.
Yeah, like the Orange Julius and the A&W and everything else was fucked.
Yes. Everything else was closed. And it's a little bit like a ghost town, but not quite yet. So we're just kind of like, how does that relate to our lives?
Yeah.
Because certainly as actors, it's like you are a professional waiter and not just a server. Because you're that too.
And I have always, I am recognizing this now because all of the thoughts just had a traffic jam in my head because they all wanted to be first. I have always been the kind of person that in sticking with that mall metaphor will be so uncomfortable. I'll just fucking go into the one store that's open and shop there even if that's not what I want. It's just because it's accessible and available and I want a solution, I will take what's available and force it into the slot of this is a solution.
Mm.
This is, and as a result, mm-hmm.
I've
spent a lot of my life with good enough. With this is good enough because it's what I can get. And recently what happened was my husband and I decided we were going to move. Now, I will not go into all of the gory details, but we found a house that I thought I was in love with. I thought I was in love with it because it was good enough.
Can you pass me my purse, please?
Yes. And my lovely husband was like, will you please go down and look at it again for what it is? Not what you think it could be. Because I've always settled good enough by going, if it's right now, then it's might not be Mr. Right. But if it's Mr. Right now, then it's right for me. It's
right for me, yes.
And my imagination will fill in the blanks, right? I will look at it and be like, oh, but this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. So therefore, it will become perfect. Mm. Because I want it right now. Mm-hmm. So I want it to be right. And so he said, will you please go down and look at what it is and not what you wish it were? And I went down and I looked at this fucking house that was in our price range, but that was really all it was. And I was like, you're not wrong. This house is not right. Mm-hmm. And so we had a bid, we were negotiating, and they came back with something. I was like, no, we walked. 3 days later, no, Travis wants to say, it was a day later I saw this house listed. 2 days later, I went down and looked at it. 3 days later, we put a bid on it and got it.
Wow.
And this house is perfect. It is perfect. It is beyond perfect. Like, we keep going, what the fuck? How did we get this? How did we get to live? How is this possible? But it only happened because what Travis and I are practicing is waiting for perfect. Mm. Because I can't have perfection if I have grabbed good enough. And the amount of discomfort I am having to allow myself to be in.
Because it's also delayed gratification.
Oh my God. But it's delayed and not guaranteed gratification. Yes,
that's right.
Like, just having any answer at least gives me the gratification of having an answer. You know, I feel like when I was younger, I would do that with boys. I was like, you might not be the guy I really like, but if you're here right now, great. Now I got a dude. And it is blowing my mind on a deeply spiritual level. How much is available to me if I wait for it instead of, I had a situation with work where, I think I'm allowed to share this. Zack Snyder. So Zack Snyder is working on this big, huge thing right now. And I was in a tiny, tiny way present when the script was being developed. And he offered me to be a part in it. Now, this is a fucking big deal. But the part that was offered to me was not perfect. I'm just going to leave it at that. It wasn't, I very much would be happy but it wasn't, and I looked at it and went, this is not speaking joy to me.
Yes, right.
This is not, now, sometimes my ego kicks in, and it's like, that's not perfect.
You need me.
But I'm getting much better at listening to my heart, and my heart was like, I don't wanna. So I said no. I said fucking no to Zack Snyder, and they were like, well, good, what, da da da. And then Kung Fu came through. Mm. And I would not have been able to do Kung Fu with a writer, with fucking Robert Behrens.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do this if I was like up hanging out in a wheat field in 102 degree heat.
Oh my God. So you're saying that every time that you go, wait, this is not for you, wait for the thing that's for you, it has shown up.
Yes.
That's interesting. And true. And I have also had those experiences. I think I have not had those experiences recently, which is what led me to the conversation of like, what am I supposed to be doing right now?
Mm.
So a lot of like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah, and we both had the 2 years of shutdown to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the world opened up and I kind of was like, boom, 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 see ya, I'm out, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you're still kind of like,
well, now what? And I had lots of, I guess for me, the universe is telling me, going, You had a busy couple years right before the pandemic. On the road, projects, doing more than I necessarily needed to do. And then the pandemic hit and you hit a hard, fast wall, as did everybody, and then dove really strongly into lots of personal stuff. Dealing with a moving family, parents, self stuff, lots of stuff. So I guess what I'm supposed to be doing is just focusing on that with the understanding that the professional stuff will come.
So is it the professional stuff that you're feeling is the empty mall, or is it life in general? Like, do you see, like, is it, because the older I get, the less I feel like I compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. I used to be very, like, I kept everything in tight little bubbles, mm-hmm. and they didn't. And the more, the older I get, the more I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess those are. Oh, no, I don't. So I'm wondering.
Well, let's see. Let's see. So my daughter Valentina's 8, and she is very busy. Like, has a thing after school 5 days a week, and then also occasionally works on a cartoon.
Yeah.
She is very busy, happy, successful, healthy. That seems simple and good. Doesn't need much from me other than to keep her happy and encourage her to continue to evolve as a human.
Yes.
My relationship is great. Solid, great partnership, emotionally, physically, mentally fulfilling. My friendships are great. All of my female friendships are intensely... Oh, I just popped my contact out.
Oh, no! Oh, did it come all the way out? I have saline solution if you need it.
I don't need it. Did it go back in?
Go back in. It looks in. Nope, there it is. It's all the way out.
Did it come out?
Hold on.
No, I don't need it. I don't need it.
What? What do you mean you don't need it?
I'll just... It's fine. I don't need it.
Will you want me to get a cup to put it in? What are you going to do? Stop it. It's your contact lens.
Oh, they're throwaways.
Well, so are mine, but I don't throw them away.
You don't?
Do you throw them away every night?
Yeah.
Mine are supposed to be weekly, but they turned into monthly.
I've done that and then gotten crazy eye infections, so I moved to dailies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, that was fun adventure for us all.
Okay. I'm sorry. Wait, do we need to recover? I was so looking forward to finding some old music. Hang on a second. I'm going to find some old music anyway. Here you go.
Hold, please.
Here's some old music. Okay, we're back. All right.
What was I saying?
You were saying that that everything that your relationship, your friendships, your intent, you were at intensely. My female friendships are intensely.
Fulfilling,
enriching.
They fuel me. I feel like they are like nourishing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think because for so long, and I think a lot of actors do this, we make our careers our identities, that when you don't feel movement in your career, you start to lose your identity a little bit.
Yes. I think it's also, I rely on my career to be my place of expression. Like, because yes. what I yeah. do for a living is express myself,
yeah.
it's a little hard to remember that I actually can do that. Like, that's honestly why I'm on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's why I fuck around on Twitter. Yes. That's what social media is, because mm-hmm. I forget that I actually have the capacity to, I don't need someone to hand me a script.
Yeah.
In order to search out and express feelings and tell stories.
I feel like I am an entertainer. Mm-hmm. Through, like, I love being an actor, but I feel like I am more of an entertainer. Given the option, I would much rather have a live audience
mm-hmm.
than be on set. And so I guess what's happening for me is the waiting or the liminal space for me right now is me only kind of existing in my house, in my car, in my workouts, at the grocery store.
As opposed to your intention, momentum.
I don't have any momentum, nor do I have a lot of, physical connection with people outside of my phone.
That's hilarious. Because that sounds like heaven to me.
Yes, exactly, right? Like, yeah, it's very, the extrovert part of me is just like, and same with Jose. Like, Jose is a true introvert. And he's fed by being at home around his family. I am fed because I'm an introverted extrovert, but I also am very much lacking the extrovert part. And I have it in my life and will have it again. I just don't quite know where or how to go about getting it or, yeah, all of that stuff. I'm just kind of like, I am in a space right now that's not bad. I have money.
Yep.
I have love.
Yep.
I have comfort. I have security. I have friendship. I have validation. I have health. I have all the things I need. And yet something is off.
I have a friend that said to me, she was like, I don't have a passionate goal in life. And I was like, it was hard for me because I didn't under, I was like, why? But I think that's interesting. Like, I'm trying to relate to your feeling mm-hmm. because to me, what you're describing sounds so peaceful.
Yes.
And like my ideal, yes. I don't have anything I'm working towards. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm out, like I told you, Victoria, instead I'm outside figuring out how to make my drip sprinkler system mm-hmm. work. Like,
and ta-da! Jose, my partner, is exactly the same. He loves just like making a home. Comfort. Loves a nap. Loves a show. Loves it at 9:30 bedtime.
Yeah.
And loves to do it all over again the next day. Where I'm like, I like that for a week. And then I gotta have something that's out of routine where I'm exchanging energy with other people. And then I can go back to that.
So this is, okay. So back to the point of the podcast,
yes.
or the point of that mall is that we each have interesting situations. Like my belief, and I don't think this is true, but the way I'm responding to this right now, is that I'd be like, I'm just going to pull up a cot behind the fountain and wait for them to turn off the lights. I'll stay here until they kick me out. This is fine. As long as the Orange Julius is open, I'm set. I don't really need anything. What the fuck do I want?
Are you moving into the mall?
Yeah, I'm moving into the mall.
Why?
I mean, it's closing. Because why not? It's fine.
Oh, my God.
It's still fine. Whereas the impulse of like, no, I got to get out of here because it's closing. Like, it's going to be dead. It's going to be defunct in a couple of months.
Yes.
So I can't fucking just... I got to get out of here because it's defunct.
And also, if it's going to be defunct, then what does that mean for my future?
Yes. So I think we're both coming at it from opposite directions. And the answer is really like, let's look at what's open in the mall. What actually is being offered to me in this moment? Because what I like,
Here we go.
What I have been called to do just in the last 2 days, and you know this, is to stop letting fear masquerade as serenity.
Oh, that's interesting.
Stop
letting
complacency masquerade as safety.
Yes, right.
And so what I have to do in this space is not diminish myself, but also go, what is available to me? I still have this need to express. I still have the capacity to create. I still have impulse to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Get fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Don't curl up behind the potted palm
mm-hmm.
and be like, well, I guess when they knock the mall down, I'll finally have a grave.
And that is why I made some bold decisions over the last couple weeks and let some people on my team go. And I'm wiping the slate clean and then making some new hires. And we'll kind of just see. And I said to Jose, I said, there's a good chance that this is just going to be exactly the same. But because the energy has been changed, mm-hmm. it can't be. So even that is enough. So if there are people out there that are feeling the same way I'm feeling and are looking for a shift, my suggestion would be to shift anything.
Well,
and don't think that you need to like have an end goal.
I want to preface that by saying first honor where you are.
Yeah.
Because like the fact is, if Claire's is the only store open in the mall, but what I actually need is some earrings,
yeah.
well, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
If what I'm really craving is a hot dog on a stick, right. bring it on Orange Julius.
Yes.
Like I get to honor I'm here. What else is here? What is here that can serve me?
Yes.
As opposed to being like my idea of what I need is not present.
Yeah.
And therefore where I am is wrong. It's like, well, no. First, let's take stock of where the fuck I am.
Let's make sure you don't need
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's make sure that this isn't what I need.
Quiet for a second, right?
Yeah. And then once it's done, instead of being like, this mall is wrong and bad, like, get a map. Grab my Google Maps and be like, well, where the fuck is there a, I don't know, what else is in a mall? Where is there an All Saints store where I can go find a cool jacket?
Yeah.
Let's plot it out. And then,
or yeah. don't plot
or don't,
it out.
Or don't. Yeah, if I don't
that
know,
was
I don't need the
gut. If you were like,
yeah.
For me, I think the idea of the liminal space is where you can't see.
Yeah, you don't know you need a leather jacket. You just don't know.
What to look for.
Okay.
You don't know what's open and what's not open. And yeah, you don't know even what you need. But you know you have to walk.
Yeah, you gotta get out.
You've gotta move.
Okay.
So if you are in the situation where you do feel like it's time to move, maybe don't focus on the where you have to end up.
Oh, yes.
And
good.
Just focus on
Agreed.
Taking a teeny tiny action.
I retract my Google Maps metaphor.
No, I think all of that is good. I think this is more directed towards the people who've gone, no, yes, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready to move and I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So you're saying making shifts based on really what resonates.
Yeah.
As opposed to I'm saying don't grab for what's at hand.
Yes.
Just because it's at hand.
Yes.
Sometimes waiting is what needs to happen in
yes.
this moment.
Yes.
Like I'm gonna keep walking forward. Yeah. I'm gonna do my people have a do the work, take the steps, and stay out of the outcome.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to take steps, but I'm also not going to settle.
Not settle. And that's the point. It's like, just like with your house, you waited, but you also took steps.
Yes.
You just didn't know exactly what you were walking towards.
Yes.
You just knew that you had to keep moving. So if there are small steps, even if that steps in like, you start styling your hair differently.
Yep.
You start eating something. You start adding something
it's
to your diet.
If you just drive home, if there's a drive that you make mm-hmm. regularly, if you just take like three blocks different of a route, it changes the chemicals in your brain.
Yeah. Yes. And I do believe that like a snowball effect, that or a butterfly effect, that can make larger shifts than any of us can ever anticipate.
Yeah. Well, giving yourself permission to make a shift, especially for someone like me who equates routine with safety.
Yeah.
And like when I make a shift and I'm like, oh, I didn't, I'm still alive.
Yes.
I can defeat anything.
I'm immortal.
100%. Oh, yeah. don't know if we solved anything, but I feel refreshed.
I think we did. I think we did. There you go. We've given you advice. It is your job, just like Where's Waldo, to find it.
To find. I love you, Brianna Buckmaster.
I love you, Kim Rhodes.